Defense officials say a dozen or more prisoners at the Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba will be released within the next few days. This will be the second such release in the last 2 months, and it comes amid a growing disagreement inside the administration about what should be done with the Guantanamo detainees. More than 600 men are being held at the camp. None have been charged. U.S. authorities say that they incarcerated the men because they were suspected of being terrorists or of having ties to Al-Qaeda. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Gelton. And Tom, how many are being released and why now?
Well, Robert, the latest is between 12 and 15 will be released over the next couple of days. It's actually been in the works for a while. One official, in fact, told me there would have been more people released, but literally they were short of planes and air crews to move them. It's an operation to get these guys out of there. There was one group of 18 released at the end of March. It had actually been several months before that, anyone else was released. As for the reason they're being released, either U.S. authorities have determined these guys are innocent, or they have determined they are no longer providing useful intelligence and are no longer considered a threat. One other thing, Robert, at least some of these people being released are juveniles. We don't have an exact number, but I was told one of them at least is a 14-year-old. And U.S. authorities are not crazy about holding these juveniles. It doesn't look good, and it opens them up to criticism.
Tom, do we know what countries these detainees are from?
Well, they were all arrested in Afghanistan, and most of them, in fact, are Afghans, although I'm told at least one of them is from one of the Gulf states. But they'll all be flown back to Afghanistan, and then in the case of the non-Afghans, there'd be arrangements with their own governments to move them on from there. But the first stop is Afghanistan. In fact, Robert, there's a kind of a round-trip deal here. The first stage of this operation actually involves bringing new detainees into Guantanamo from Afghanistan. In this case, I'm told there'll be about two dozen new detainees being flown in. So at the end of this, there'll actually be a net increase in the number of people being held there.
Now, I want you to put this in the context of the discussion within the Bush administration. Apparently, there is some dispute between Secretary of State Colin Powell and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld about what should be done with these detainees.
That's right. And the background is that you've got detainees from some 40 countries at Guantanamo. And as you can imagine, governments with people there are getting quite impatient over this process, or lack thereof, and they've complained to the State Department about it. And last month, Colin Powell wrote Rumsfeld about these concerns, basically complaining that so much time is being taken to reach a determination on what should be done with the detainees. Officials here say Rumsfeld's response was that the Pentagon does not like releasing these detainees until it gets some assurances that if U.S. authorities want, the people will be kept in custody back in their own countries. So that has not been resolved. One of the things that's not clear is how much, if anything, this particular release this week has to do with that dispute. But it is clear that the Pentagon is coming under increased pressure to get moving with these detainees.
But the numbers who are being released represent a small minority of those hundreds at Guantanamo. Any idea of how long they're going to stay there?
Well, U.S. authorities continue to say they could stay indefinitely. There will be some trials, some military trials of some of these detainees, but they will involve only a few, and it's going to be a while before even those trials start, Robert.
Okay, Tom. Thank you. NPR's Tom Gelton speaking to us from the Pentagon.